Sunny 101.9, Mark and Walt in the Morning with Sean Mendez, Camila Cabello with I Know What You Did Last Summer. I wish were last summer. That's what I wish for right now. But it is 8:20. It is Monday morning. I'm Walt Lindelay in the studio with Bob Hendrickson, Greater Ishpeming-Mingani Area Chamber of Commerce Executive Director. There is still a fundraiser going on that, it hasn't fallen through the ice yet. It's the Teal Lake Meltdown.
Yeah, it's holding strong. So yeah. The headframe structure on Teal Lake is still out there. This is the last week to buy your guests. To guess the time and exact minute that it falls through the ice.
Okay, so what do you do there? You got to figure out exactly what day, what time it's going to actually fall through the ice into Teal Lake.
Right. And what you do is $5 a guess. And you know, you get a ticket or you can go online. That's the big thing we want people to know too, that you can get these purchases online. Uh-huh. You guess the month, the day, the hour, and minute, and make sure that you mark the AM or PM that it goes through.
And this is the fundraiser for both the chamber, but also the Lions?
Yes, the Mingani Lions. And it actually, so they approached us about 4 years ago to partner with them to help promote this. And it's one of their biggest fundraisers of the year, or one of the ones that really give them the funding for their community funding. You're helping out the Mingani Lions. You're helping out the GINCC through that. The winner gets 50% of the net proceeds. Last year, the prize was around $2,100. We're a little bit behind on track, but we are getting up there. So this is the last week to buy the purchase.
This is the last week for that. Now, folks aren't sure exactly what we're talking about when we hear head end. What is that's out on the ice? What is it?
So UP Fabricating put this together. It is a replica of a mine headframe, the device that Lord and raised and lowered the carts that would go down into the mines. Mm-hmm. So that's the structure that you see. It's big orange, had a couple flags on it right now. When the time gets closer to when we're feeling it's going to go through, we'll take all the flagging and the banners off,
sure.
And then we just wait for it to drop through.
Okay, this is the last week to get the tickets to place your bets, place your bets for your guests when it's going through the ice. How do people do that?
The easiest way is to go to GINCC.org, go on the homepage, or go to MinganiLions.com, also on their homepage. You can get those guests online, or come to the office at 910 US 41. We're outside the Jubilee store on the highway. We're open 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, and you can buy them there.
And your number to call if people want to get a hold of you?
Is 906-486-1111.
Bob Hendrickson with us this morning with an update with the Greater Ishpeming-Mingani Area Chamber of Commerce. Thanks for your time.
All right, thanks, Walt.
If you missed any of the interview, we'll have highlights at our website at sunny.fm.
John's Auto wants your vehicle, and they'll pay top dollar.